This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, a top White House advisor warned Sunday. Jailed opposition leader Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. He was arrested in January upon returning to Russia after recovering from a poisoning he says was orchestrated by Moscow. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN, "We quote, we have sanctioned Russia for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. We rallied European allies in a joint effort to impose cost on Russia for the use of a chemical agent against one of their citizens on Russian soil." The United States in March imposed sanctions on the director of Russia's FSB security agency after finding it carried out the poisoning of Navalny. Sullivan says another package of sanctions is being prepared. He spoke days after Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russia relationship. Portuguese authorities have confirmed suspicions that the new Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a spike in new cases in the Lisbon region. Portugal's National Health Institute said Sunday that the highly infectious variant was found in India, has a prevalence of 60% of new cases in the nation's capital. The recent surge in infections caused authorities last week to ban all travel in and out of Lisbon on the weekends. The measure went into effect on Friday. The Lisbon metropolitan area has around 2.8 million people. Due to rising daily infections, Britain has taken Portugal off its green travel list, meaning that people coming there into the UK must quarantine. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's unity government on Sunday reopened a 300-kilometer coastal highway linking the country's east and west, closed for 2 years due to fighting, announcing the implementation of another key step in a UN-led peace process. Libya's interim prime minister says the move will help, quote, turn a page after a decade of conflict. The highway connects the war-torn North African country's border with Tunisia to its frontier with Egypt. Delegates at UN-led talks in Switzerland in February chose the interim prime minister and a three-member presidency council to help steer Libya towards the ballot box on December 24th. The reopening of the highway was at the heart of talks between a committee of military figures from rival camps. Tokyo 2020 organizers threw open the doors of the Olympic Village to the media on Sunday, showcasing virus upgrades, including a so-called fever clinic just over a month before the games begin. Organizers are in the home stretch before the July 23rd opening ceremony and are trying to build confidence that the mega event will be safe for athletes and the Japanese public. On Sunday, they unveiled the dedicated virus clinic, which will be used to test and isolate people suspected of virus infection or considered close contacts. And in a taste of the challenges ahead, a member of the Ugandan Olympic delegation that arrived in Japan on Saturday tested positive for the virus, despite reportedly being vaccinated and testing negative before travel. The safety measures are set to make for a games like no other, with overseas fans already banned and a decision on domestic spectators expected as soon as Monday. China on Sunday announced it had administered its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive, as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks, but vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. China's vaccine milestone comes after the number of shots administered globally passed 2.5 billion on Friday, according to an AFP count from official sources. China's self-proclaimed success against the virus stands in stark contrast to Brazil, which on Saturday became the second nation after the United States to surpass 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. Vaccination efforts have been slow, with only 11% of the Brazilian population inoculated as a third wave of infection spreads through the nation. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.